ईश्वराय वरदाय सुरत प्रियाय लंबोदराय सकलाय जगद्धिताय नागाननाय श्रुतियज्ञ विभूषिताय गौरी सुताय गणनाथ नमो नमस्ते
विघ्नेश्वराय वरदाय सुर प्रियाय लंबोदराय सकलाय जगत हिताय नागाननाय श्रुतियज्ञ विभूषिताय गौरी सुताय गणनाथ नमो नमस्ते
happening. And we also make one very special thing that people, whenever the North Indians come and to visit South India, one thing they always look forward, even in Mumbai and Delhi and all South Indians celebrate it this way, they make this special dish called Sundal. It is nothing but, you know, either the black garbanzo beans or garbanzo beans, we steam it and then we call it Sundal. It's a dry kind of a thing, high protein. Okay, and mostly I know that in North India you all fast during this time, at least the women in the house fast, but I think in South India too they used to do that, but then this protein is a kind of an enhanced kind of a food that you do give as prashad, and I think people look forward, it's called a Sundal week, so people celebrate by distributing Sundal to whoever comes home. That is one of the main ingredients. But now it is done very elaborately. People make full-fledged dinner to people whoever come to their
that
house.
That must be mixture with that particular item.
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, that is one way to socialize. You know, right. People are socializing a lot. And mainly even in the temples, they do the Navavarna Puja, which is the celebration of the goddesses, the nine manifestations of the goddess.
Right.
In the form of Shailaputri, Brahmachari, Brahmacharini and Chandragharnta, Kushmanda, Skandamata, Katyayani, Kalatri, Mahagauri and Siddhatri. So these are the nine different forms. But then they also split this into the puja of the goddess Durga, Lakshmi and Saraswati. The first 3 days are dedicated to goddess Durga. Next 3 days are goddess Lakshmi. And on the third part of it is where we celebrate Saraswati Puja. And Saraswati Puja and Vijayadashmi forms a very important part of the festival, where on Saraswati Puja day we bring all the books, your accounts, everything in one place, and then all the instruments, you know, that musical instruments, whatever that we have learnt or brought together, we place all of that in the, along with the Navratri Golu, as we call it, the display of the dolls. And with that, we celebrate that Ayudha Puja and all the even tools, you know. And those are the days that you wash your car and then you put kumkum all over the car. In India, right. My father used to do that with his scooter. And so that is the one thing that we as children, you know, we'll go excitedly wash the car that day or the thing, so that, you know, anything that you use. And for one day, we don't even touch to drive it or anything. We kept it in the puja. And then the next day, we will celebrate it as Vidyadashmi, as a new thing starting all over. And as told you that children are even given their Aksharabhyasam on that day.
Right. So the one you just mentioned about, you know, you worship your vehicle, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we also do that actually in Gujarat, you know, in the western part of India. You know, we do that on day of Dashera.
Dashera.
Yeah,
oh.
We, you know, we call it like, you know, worshipping of a Rath. Just
right.
Like, you know, Lord Ram got the Rath from, I think, Indra.
Mm.
While, you know, who was going to fight with the Ravan on the last day when, you know, he killed Ravan.
Okay.
On that day, you know, that's why, you know, we always worship our vehicle, our
yes.
Rath. You know, thinking that, you know, our mind, you know, Rath of our mind, you know, which keep on thinking a lot of things, which tells us that, you know, keep thinking, just keep going, you know. If your mind will keep on going, then you will keep on going. So it's kind of, you know, your thoughts and your way of thinking. You know, as you mentioned about the Navratri in South India,
mm-hmm.
you know, in Western India, like specifically in Gujarat, it's the biggest festival we can tell for the youngsters. And also the people who really wants to do some kind of a sadhana, some kind of you know, upasana or any kind of vrat, they specially choose this Navratri because from this Panchadev, this mother goddess is the goddess of strength. You know, it gives the physical strength, it gives the mental strength, it gives the financial strength, just like you said, Mahakali, Mahalakshmi, Mahasaraswati. Right.
Mm.
And, you know, in this Navratri, they all worship mother goddess. You know, they bring diya at their home, they keep the diya for like 9 days. They worship them, and you know, they do those upasana, they do fasting, they eat once in a day. So, you know, that kind of a thing. So it's kind of a biggest festival to bring the strength and, you know, get the blessings from mother goddess. And you know, there is one of the shloka in the mother goddess, you know, 13 chapter that we call it Chandipat. It says Kalratri, Mohoratri, Maharatri.
Mm-hmm.
So there are three kind of Ratris they mention in our Vedas. The Kalratri is the Kali Chaudas,
mm-hmm.
you know, that comes
right
the day before the Diwali.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, and that actually, that is particular day of Mahakali.
Mahakali.
You know, the people who stays like, you know, in the Chandal people, you know, who stays in the funeral home, and you know, they do sadhana on this day.
Mm-hmm.
The other is Maharatri. Maharatri is a Shivratri, you know, the day of Lord Shiva. And Mohoratri is this 9 days, you know, people goes for the Garba, which is the cultural kind of dance we can tell of Gujarat. And you know, it's the, you know, there is a one kind of a joke, you know, they say that, you know, if you tell any Gujarati to stay for 1 hour or do some work, he won't do it. He will say, oh, I have, you know, arthritis and this and that. But if you tell him to play a Garba for 5 hours, without stopping, he will play a Garba.
Right.
So that's nothing. But, you know, that's kind of the devotion towards Mother Goddess. And, you know, that's how they play Garba whole night. And, you know, they enjoy it. That's how they get
the
blessings.
The greatness of our Hinduism, you know, I don't think any other festivals that they celebrate, you know, the other religions maybe. Here, the focus is on Mother Nature.
Right.
We respect Mother Nature.
Right.
And then we respect kind of a dedication of 9 days
right.
to your kind of a thing, and also environmental conscious, and also how to relate the family and bring them together. You know, the first, then in our house in India, we do three things during Navratri. One is replace the Golu and different, all the gods and goddesses. It is represented by, irrespective whether you're
right.
Shaivite or a Vaishnavite, you
right.
will have Shiva,
right.
Shakti,
right,
everybody
right.
Pictures. The second thing we do is to, you know, invite people, and also, as I said, more like puja is done through the 9 days.
Right.
The male members in the house will do the Sundarakand of Valmiki Ramayana.
Right.
And on the 10th day, we end up doing the Mahapattabhishekam.
Right.
And the 9 days, each day, that 63 chapters of the Sundarakand in Valmiki Ramayana is divided into 7 per day. and on that ninth day we finish the whole thing and then we do the thing. And we also do what is called Kanya Puja.
Right.
We call young girls under the age of 10, and every day this little girl will come and my mother will do puja to that girl.
Right, yeah.
That's
what
Kanya
we do
puja.
Too.
Yeah. And you know, we even do Pada Puja, and I've done that myself. You know, they say it is good for the whole family,
right.
As you kind of everything can be solved due to that. And that particular time, each day sunrise is considered to be the best time for the puja, and the sthapana of the kalash with the mango leaves and the clay pot, you know, like you do. And Kanya Puja is the tradition, and this is represented by the nine manifestation of Ma Durga, who's revered and fed.
Right.
So
it's like greatly mentioned, you just mentioned that, you know, that's the we always have some reason to gather the family.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, one thing I like about our Indian culture is, you know, we always, you know, get together like in a form of festival. Like, you know, we have so many festivals, you know, comes every month, you know, we can tell. You know, that festival, even though it's a devotional festival or it is some kind of a birthday or anything, but they always get together and try to celebrate all together. And that's what they're actually following, the same tradition in the United States also. You know, Gujarati Samaj or, you know, Indo-American Association, they always try to, you know, bring people together by celebrating this kind of a festivals. And that's really awesome.
And the prasad that you do also contains all these good grains.
Good grains,
good
right.
Good kind of a
nutrition.
Yeah,
they never have a pizza in the prasad. They always have some kind of, you know, healthy food. You know, my dad always tell that, you know, if you eat pizza, it will take you at least 3 days to digest.
Mm-hmm.
But if you eat laddu, right, laddu, that can, even though it has heavy butter,
sugar.
Heavy sugar, but still that will digest in 3 hours. So now tell which one is the better one. Laddu, right? So you're right, you know, the prasad and, you know, all the small things has a big importance.
Yeah, the kind of, you know, the way we have these shastras are based on scientific reasons,
right.
And not just, you know, your father said or mother said, we do
no.
it. But now you question
it
everything.
It just keep coming, yes.
Now you say, what is the easiest way? Microwavable stuff we'll be
true.
Doing and ready to eat.
True.
So I think ultimately people are falling back. People are
right.
learning. People want
true.
To know Ayurvedic kind of a
right.
thing. They, in fact, they bet follow, whoever have done this research, follow that more strictly
right.
than we who take it for granted.
Granted, right.
So if you listeners, if you're listening and you want to contribute to our conversation, we're talking about Navratri, give us a call. Our number is 832-704-9273. Again, the number is 832-704-9273. And Vishesh, I have a question. In Gujarat, we do Garba, right?
Right.
And they put that... Garba, that means that
pot
with
the
lantern inside. So that represents something else.
That also represents the mother goddess, the form of mother goddess. That's the also one of the form, and another form, you know, they grow grass, which we call as the jwara. So we also do a puja of that particular jwara, you know, calling the grass. We call it like a... what do we call that particular thing, you know, that grass. We always do puja, you know, we grow them on the first day of the Navratri, we worship them for 9 days, and then, you know, we keep little bit of that grass, and we keep them. And in that particular clay pot that you said, matka, in that we put the diya. We put diya in it, we put sometimes we put some other stuff also, depending upon what people wants to do. And, you know, that's how, you know, they celebrate as the Navratri thing.
Yeah,
the
Akhanda Deepa.
Akhanda Deepa
that
right.
goes. Do they kind of, when during the Garba time only, they light it and then in the night they take it off and then put another one the following day?
The one he's saying about the clay pot, they keep it for
nine days straight.
Yeah,
right,
that's
right.
They
so
keep
that
it for
Akhanda
Deepa, like day and night. Yeah,
time.
Day and night they put that, you know, they make a diya of the ghee, and, you know, they make sure it's always keep on going.
See, this is where I was going. It says the word Garba comes from the Sanskrit word for womb, and so implies gestations or pregnancy, life traditional. The dance is performed around the clay lantern, with a light inside called a Garbha Deep. This lantern represents life, the fetus in the womb is in particular. The dancers thus honor Durga, the feminine from the divine. That's what one of the meaning is.
Yes, it is very important. Deepam grihat yuktam dakshe tel yutha cha vamataha. Meaning, the diya with the ghee should be kept on the right side of the god, right hand of the goddess, right. And the oil lit diya should be kept in the left hand on the side, right. Of the goddess, right. Which is signifying, yes, the garbha comes from the word the garbha, kind of a thing that you say. Even, you know, when you go to a temple, it's called the garbha griha.
Yeah.
So it is the most kind of a safest place in the whole wide world.
Right.
So that is the reason that you worship the procreation of everything or the entire universe, whatever manifestation it could be. It could be a male, female, to a, you know, animal, to anything. That is how, you know, they respect the goddess for that particular
9 days. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play a bhajan called Hey Sharadema.
Time.
You can call us at 832-704-9273. We're talking about Navratri.
You know, we all are aware of the one of the incidents in the Ramayana, you know, when Ram killed Ravan on the 10th day of the Navratri. Actually, it is said also in the Bhagavad and everywhere that, you know, Ram did the Upasana of Mother Goddess. And, you know, there is so much strength that he could, you know, kill those, you know, bad qualities that was residing in the world. So Ravan wasn't actually bad, but, you know, his thinking, you know, his way of behaving and those things were bad. And, you know, he's putting more emphasis in always that, you know, I didn't kill a human being, but I killed those bad thoughts. I killed those enemies that is residing within us. So this Dashera, you know, Dashera is that is a festival which, you know, which tells us that, you know, kill enemies that is residing within you. You know, kill all your bad thoughts and, you know, start a new life with the new year that is coming up within 15 days. So this is what the main importance of Dashera we can celebrate. You know, they say that, you know, when you have a good quality, you have one head. But when you have a bad quality, you keep on, you know, going on with your bad quality, like 10 heads of your bad quality. So that's what the Lord Ram actually did, you know, teaches us to kill the enemy residing within you.
Dashera Mela is one festival that you all do in North India, right?
Right.
That Dashera Mela.
Right.
Very
right.
Important day. Yeah, overpowering of the bad thing. The 10 heads represent
ten heads.
The 10 bad
ten
qualities,
bad qualities
in all
in
of
your
us.
Body,
yeah.
Right.
Each of us. So, yeah.
You know, Gujaratis are like, you know, more in when the Dashera comes, they think only one thing, you know, about the eating that fafra and jalebi. That is the, you know, the first most famous, you know, kind of a food that everyone would like to eat, like almost every day if they can. So it's kind of also, you know, one part of every festival that we see in India, you know, that's always some kind of a food connected to that particular festival. So, you know, it's always kind of a fun of celebrating a festival, getting together and, you know, enjoy with the family.
Yeah. And what is this effigy burning that, they, you know, they burn the effigy of
idol. Lord Ravan.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So true. That is happening here at the Skeeter Stadium right?
True. Yeah, it is going to be.
And is that Sitaram Foundation bringing, that is Ramlila is different from Dashera, I mean this, or it's the same?
What I think they do the Ravan Dahan and the Ramlila also.
Okay,
yeah.
But
it's
usually
it's a part of
Dashera Mela is when they make it.
Yeah, Dashera Mela is more kind of, you know, it's a, you know, mixture of Diwali and the Dashera Mela, you know, the performers perform like different dances.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, in this Dashera, in this particular festival, I think one of the actors is also going to come that from 3 years. So that they also, you know, mixture of all the Bollywood and, you know, Dashera things and Diwali and, you know, gatherings, everything.
So more Bollywood there.
More Bollywood. Yeah. That's how people attract.
Ah,
चुंदड़ी माने सोबती
मारो, ओ मारो, ओ मारो।
सोना
This radio show is supported by listeners like you and by Sanatan Hindu Center, which arranges funeral and cremation services in the Hindu traditional way. Call 832-361-0625 or 832-704-9273 and we'll take care of your cremation needs. We appreciate your continuous patronage. A big thank you to you, all artists, producers, and publishers for allowing your public production to be utilized on Voice of Sanatan Hinduism. We will meet you next Sunday at 9 a.m. on KBreeze 106.1 FM or 102.1 FM HD3 or by logging on to www.sanatanhinducenter.org. Or by downloading TuneIn app on your smartphone and search for KBreeze 106.1 FM. Have a blissful week ahead by grace of Lord. God bless all of us, United States of America, Bharat, and planet Earth.
Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.
And now it's the time for the welfare, Kalyan Mangalam of all.
Dadaji. प्रीति मंगल हो मानव की हर प्रीति मंगल हो मानव की हर प्रीति मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल 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 हो शुभ मंगल हो शुभ मंगल